Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all of my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Good news.
Now, have you heard that phrase before? It's usually to help soften the bad news. So most of us will say, give me the good news first, and then give me the bad news. Now, if you watch newscasts every day, they will give you the bad news first, and then they'll spend the last minute or two with some good news so that you don't leave the newscast thinking all hope is gone. But today I'm not going to give you good news or bad news. I'm going to give you good news and better news. And the first good news comes from the prophet Isaiah. He gives a promise that seems so outrageous and so wonderful, and we hope one day to see it come to fruition. It's the promise that all of creation will be at peace. So there will be no more predator and prey. I would love to go up to a lion and be able to pet it without getting my hand chewed off. It would be a lovely thing. Isaiah said that no one will hurt or destroy in God's holy mountain. And then we read in Paul that the Holy Spirit of God will give us all joy and peace in believing so we can abound in hope. Boy, is that good news. So now I want to tell you the better news. The better news is when we get to John the Baptist and he says, you brood of vipers, repent. And oh, by the way, there's someone coming who's going to baptize you with fire. Yeah, that's the better news. Now, I'm not being sarcastic. It really is the better news, but I guess I'll have to explain how that is the better news. You see, the good news is that God's hope and his deliverance is coming. The better news is that we are partners in all of this. The good news is that God loves creation. The better news is that he has given it to us to care for. The good news is that God really cares about what happens in the minutiae of life. God wants us to thrive, and the better news is we can participate in all of that. There is good news and better news. And John tells the people, in order to have the better news, we have to repent. And repentance means return. We return to God. We return to our humanity. We return to the way God intended for life to be. That is the better news. We can participate in God's kingdom. We're not passive recipients. We don't just wait for the slings of outrageous fortune to come to us, whether good or bad. We get to participate. And that's the better news that John the Baptist has for us, even for the people he called vipers. Now, the vipers were the religious elite. These were the people that you'd find in the temple. These were the people you'd find in the synagogues. These were the preachers and the teachers. But at that time, they were also collaborating with Rome. And so they were using their position selfishly and to take care of themselves and not the people that they were supposed to care for. And so John calls them vipers. But you notice he didn't send them away and say, don't get baptized. He allowed them to get baptized, but he said, I want you to do something for me. He said, I want you to bear the fruits of repentance. In other words, it's not only enough to say, I want to be baptized and I want to repent of my sins, but it's to turn around and do something about it. And can you imagine if even one of those elitists had gone back a changed man, how that would have affected the poor people in his area. He would have been able to lift them up because he would have been acting justly and righteously and with mercy. So it was good news if they listened. What I love about the Christian faith is no matter how awful we've been, no matter how self-centered we've been, we can turn around and we can follow Jesus and we can do justice and mercy and make a difference and participate in the life that God has for us. God is concerned about us. He wants us to thrive. And he wants not only us to thrive, but everyone in our orbit to thrive. And we can do something. I think of the great Saint Francis of Assisi, or Assisi, I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, he came from an Italian town called Assisi. And this young man was very self-centered and indulged. He was a person of wealth and a happy-go-lucky kid. And in his 20s, he found Jesus. Now, he had a good life, but he had so much better life after he found Jesus. And all that self-indulgence went away. And he became a man of poverty, not because poverty was thrust on him, but because he embraced it so that he could help others. And 800 years later, his influence is found throughout the world. There's an order called the Franciscan Order. And these are people who do acts of mercy and justice and kindness every single day. He only lived till he was in his 40s. But his influence was outsized because he found the better way. Sometimes we think that there's so much heartache in the world and there's so many broken people that why do we even bother to participate? And I want to tell you a story from this congregation. Someone I had met who does not attend here, they were just marginally a part of this congregation, usually in the summertime. But this person came from a family, there were several children in the family, and the parents, the only way I could describe them, were utterly neglectful. And so these children did not have the advantages that a lot of children in our area have. And she said to me, "This church made sure that we kids got to camp every summer." She said, "This church made sure that we had clothes on our backs and that we had food on our table, and they did it in such a subtle way, and we always knew we'd be taken care of by this church." Now, the parents couldn't give them all the things that we would hope that parents give and could not raise them properly. And in fact, there were times they were homeless because of the neglect. But all of those children became awesome adults, professionals, wonderful parents, because there was a church here that cared for them and that participated in the grace and the mercy and the love of God and helped them to thrive. Part of Advent season is a challenge to get fired up, to be instilled with the fire of God. That is the better news. The good news is that Jesus has come, and the better news is we can participate in that kingdom and we can lift people up. How will we become the better news this day? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the good news that you come to deliver us. And I thank you for the better news that we get to participate in your kingdom, that every day can be a new adventure with you. And so I ask that you would stir us with the fire of the Holy Spirit so that we might impact this world for good. In Jesus' name, amen.